All right, it's that time of the year again. Came out May 26th. Service Industry News is doing their homeowner drowning prevention issue. It deserves serious respect because they're stepping outside of pure business content and directly addressing something bigger than sales, chemistry, or equipment. It's human life. And I think there's something psychologically important about that because the pool industry spends enormous amounts of time talking about water clarity, automation, efficiency, energy savings, equipment, algae, repairs, profit margins. But at the center of every single swimming pool conversation is a reality nobody likes thinking about. Pools can be deadly incredibly fast, and drowning does not look like Hollywood. That's one of the most important things homeowners still don't get. Real drowning is often silent. No screaming, no dramatic splashing, no giant cries for help. Sometimes it looks like a child quietly slipping below the surface while adults are 20 feet away, believing everything is fine. That's horrifying. And statistically, it's devastating. Drowning remains one of the leading causes of accidental death in young children. The CDC data referenced in current drowning prevention campaigns continues to show drowning as a major cause of accidental death in children, particularly ages 1 through 4. I know Andrea's been talking about this a lot as well. But this issue from Service Industry News, this is why it matters so much. And honestly, the pool industry occupies a strange psychological position here because we love pools. We build dreams for people. Relaxation, family time, luxury, entertainment, exercise, backyard memories. But we also know something that the public forgets. Water does not care how experienced you are. Water does not care how much money somebody has. Water doesn't care if somebody usually watches the kids. Complacency kills. That's the terrifying part. Most drowning incidents do not happen because somebody intentionally ignored safety. They happen because of ordinary human psychology, distraction, assumption, routine, overconfidence, the belief that somebody else is watching. And honestly, that's why I think the Service Industry News issue is so freaking powerful. It reframes pool professionals, not just as service providers, not just as repair technicians, not just as chemistry people, but as frontline safety advocates, because pool professionals are often the only people consistently seeing the backyard environment every week. We see the broken gate latch. We see the propped open fence. We see the missing drain cover. We see the unsecured chemicals. We see the electrical hazards. We see the dangerous habits homeowners normalize because familiarity breeds complacency. And that creates responsibility, real responsibility. The issue's emphasis on barriers, alarms, supervision, CPR, survival, swimming, electrical inspections, and layered protection is exactly the right approach, because drowning prevention is never one thing. That's what homeowners misunderstand. There is no single magic safety device. It's layers. Layers save lives. Fencing, self-closing gates, alarms, supervision, swim instruction, CPR training, drain safety, electrical inspections, emergency preparedness, all layered together, because every layer compensates for human imperfection. And humans, we're imperfect, especially distracted humans, especially tired parents, especially during parties, during chaos, especially when everybody assumes somebody else is paying attention. And honestly, one of the most emotionally devastating parts of drowning incidents is how unbelievably fast they happen. That's why the stories Service Industry News included hit so hard emotionally. They aren't statistics anymore. They become names, families, regret, trauma. And I think storytelling matters enormously in drowning prevention because statistics alone don't emotionally penetrate people. Stories do. A parent hearing 4,000 drownings occur annually feels abstract. A parent hearing about a specific child who slipped through a gate during a moment of distraction, that becomes real. And psychologically, human beings respond more strongly to narratives than to numbers. That's why awareness campaigns matter. That's why survivor stories matter. That's why prevention education matters. And honestly, the pool industry needs to lean harder into this role, because if we truly want to elevate professionalism in this industry, it has to become part of the identity of being a pool professional. Not optional, core identity. Imagine the power of every service technician becoming a weekly drowning prevention advocate. I'm not talking about banging on the doors, yelling at people about swim lessons, but you're in somebody's backyard every week. You can look around. You can include inspections as part of what you do. Every customer, the ripple effect would be enormous. And the reality is this, pool professionals may save more lives through prevention conversations than they ever will through chemistry expertise. That's a heavy thought, but you know, it's true. And right now, this conversation is becoming even more important nationally because multiple regions are reporting increased concern over drowning incidents, lifeguard shortages, inconsistent supervision standards. The industry cannot treat safety like a seasonal social media campaign anymore. It has to become culture, real culture. Honestly, I think Service Industry News deserves tremendous credit for dedicating space to this conversation instead of treating it like a side note. Because drowning prevention is not a soft topic. It's one of the most important topics the pool industry can discuss. Period. That's all I have for this week. I'm Rudy Stankwitz. This is the Talking Pools podcast. Until next time, be good, be safe.